Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Aleph Omid Beis. We are on the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simin Shin Zayin, and we are at the very top line with Sif Dalet. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Mutter Loseis Le'eno Yehudi Mos Me'erev Shabbos Liknoslo. A person is permitted to give a non-Jewish person money on Erev Shabbos in order for him to purchase something for him. However, Ubavad Shelo Yom Alo Kinei B'Shabbos. But he can't tell him to purchase it specifically on Shabbos. So you can ask a non-Jewish person to go buy something for you during the week, but you can't instruct him specifically to go and purchase it for you on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yodalad, here we're talking about were you paying the non-Jewish person a set fee in order for him to do this favor for you. Because now he's doing it for his own benefit. He's getting paid to go purchase this item for you. Because otherwise it would be forbidden. So that was learned already previously, and you can see here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschu, Mutul Asay Slein Yehudi. So he says, if you look in the Mishneh Berurah, we just said, Davko Kishu Kotzat Slo, Schar Avur Zeh. We're talking here about where he paid him a specific amount of money to go do this for him. And the Mishneh Berurah adds, Vim Hoya Evshalo Liktos Velim Kormi Bojom. If the non-Jewish person was able to go and purchase this item before Shabbos, then it would be permissible, Afilu Below Kotzat, even if he didn't give him a set amount of money. And this is what we learned earlier in Reish Mem Zayin. And in fact, he brings down that the Vilna Gaon over here says, the Ba'ofen Zeh Mayri HaShulchan Aruch. That's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about over here. And therefore, Lo Hizkir Davka Bisha Kotzat. That's why he did mention that you have to pay the non-Jewish person to do this. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Tezvav continues and he writes, V'im Yom Hashuk Shom B'Shabbos. If Shabbos is the day that the market is open, and it's only Shabbos, U'ba'osa Mokom Eino Motzi Liknos Kim B'Yom HaDeshukah. The only way you could buy that thing was on Shabbos itself. K'moshe Rogil B'Yoriz Ketanos. This was very common in small cities and villages where they really had only one day that you could purchase things. So then, Heavy Lay Kimatskulo Yom HaShabbos B'Befeirish. Then that's essentially the equivalent of asking the non-Jewish person to purchase it for you on Shabbos. And this is true, Ben Shem Avakshu Likno Savuro, Oshinosin Lo Limkor. This is true whether you're asking him to buy something for you or to sell something for you. V'afilu B'Shilas HaShavua Oser. And this would be forbidden not only to ask him on Friday to do this, but it would be not permissible to ask him even on Sunday to do this earlier in the week. But in a place where it is also open on some other days, so then ain iser, then it's only forbidden. If you specifically tell him to buy or sell it for you on Shabbos, because he could go and sell it on Friday, or he could go and sell it on Sunday, whatever other day it's open. So then, if he does it on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Likewise, if the Jewish person told this non-Jewish person, I have to leave the town on Motzei Shabbos. That is also heavy gamkin kimaskir yom haShabbos v'feirish, since he knows that he can't do it on Sunday because you're leaving Saturday night, so you're essentially indicating to him you want him to go and purchase it or sell it for you on Shabbos, and that's not allowed. Then the Mishneh Berurah brings down the Taz, Kosova Taz. The Mashi Itiro im lo zocha lo shikne b'Shabbos, that which we said is permissible if you don't specify specifically to go and buy or sell it on Shabbos. Mikol mokom lo yehane ha-Yisrael mimeno b'yosa Shabbos. You're not allowed to get benefit from the non-Jewish person on that Shabbos itself. Now koponim also b'shul Yisrael, because the bottom line is he did it for you. That's not allowed for you to get benefit from a non-Jewish person on that Shabbos itself. And even though he's getting paid for it, so he's really doing it for himself, as we've already explained, and from the Bir Halacha, Lomahani, it still doesn't help. Nevertheless, the Mishnah brings down, they disagree with this opinion. Then he brings down from the Sefer HaChassidim, Kos of the Sefer HaChassidim, Al Yodur Odom Bi'ir Shiyom Hashuk Hu B'Shabbos. A person shouldn't live in a place where the markets are only open on Shabbos. Because in this situation, it's almost impossible not to sin in this situation by having a non-Jewish person buy and sell things for you. But if the market is not in his neighborhood, so then it's not necessarily that he's going to sin, then it would be permissible. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'chein mutter litein lo begodim limkor. You likewise are allowed to give the non-Jewish person garments for him to sell for you. U'bavach lo yomer lo limachum Shabbos. Again, as long as you don't specifically tell him to go sell them on Shabbos. The Ramah continues and he writes, Misha Sachar Ein Yehudi, if somebody hired out a non-Jewish person, Lahulich Schoroso, to go and take his schorit, to take his merchandise, Ubaha Eino Yehudi Ulekocha, and the non-Jewish person came and took this schorit, took this merchandise, Mibes Yisrael B'Shabbos, so he takes it from the Jewish person's house on Shabbos, then that is forbidden, Osir. And if somebody were to do this, he brings down from the Rabbeinu Yerucham that we would punish the Jewish person who did this. Mishabur explains as if cut into Zayin. Even though you're paying the non-Jewish person to do this, so he theoretically is doing it for his own benefit, and you didn't specifically tell him, go take it on Shabbos. And therefore the non-Jewish person is coming. He could have come on Friday afternoon, but instead he chose to come on Shabbos. Nevertheless, it's still forbidden. Because since he's taking it from your house, the Jewish person's house, on Shabbos, and as we explained, that is forbidden. And here, since the merchandise belongs to the Jewish person, even if you designated a spot in the house for him to take it from, nevertheless, even though you left the schorah over there, it won't help, it won't be allowed. Sivkot Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you take it from the Jewish person's house, it's forbidden. However, Aval, in Lakocha, call them Shabbos, if he takes it on Friday, before Shabbos, Afa Bisha Mafluk Bishabbos Michutz LaTchum, even though he's going to travel outside the Tchum on Shabbos, then Shari, it's permissible. Since, Kivan Shekotzatz Lo Schar, since he's doing it, he's getting a set amount of money to go and do this for you, but Daiti Denashay Kovid, now he's doing it on his own. He could have traveled on Friday, he could travel on Sunday, he's choosing to travel on Shabbos for his own benefit, and therefore he's allowed to do so, since he took it out of your possession already before Shabbos. Kimoshin is Barb, Simon Reish from Beis, as we have already learned. Then the Mishbur in Sivkot Yudches says, the Ramah said that we are allowed to punish this Jewish person if he did it in a way that's not permissible. And how do we punish him? Lefi Ashro B'mamon. We give him a monetary penalty based upon how well-off he is. So if he's a very well-off person, they would penalize him a significant amount of the money. If he was a less well-off person, Mestama, they would penalize him less. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, O B'malkus, or they would give him Malkus D'Rabbanon. They would give him lashes. Im Ein Lo Mamon. If he had no money, so then they would give him lashes. And on the bottom, it brings down, Uchayom Einu Noegzeh. That is not done today. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'im tov v'savah shemutu, if the person made a mistake, he thought it was permissible, and therefore he did it, then ain't own shino, so then we don't go and punish him either monetarily or physically, corporally. V'namar lomar, and he is believed to say, shogi ha'yisi, we believe him when he says he didn't know that it was not allowed, and we don't punish him in that situation, brought down in the name of the Achronim." Dishavut number 16 brings down an interesting situation, which we've already discussed previously. And he writes down, what about automatic vending machines that sell drinks or foods that are in a place, Shemitsuyim Hayehudim She'enum Shomri Torah Mitzos. Unfortunately, they're in neighborhoods where there are non-religious Jewish people living there. And it's very highly likely that they will use these vending machines on Shabbos. They'll purchase from them on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Can a Jewish person own such vending machines? So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, She'en Isur Lahamida Shom. Mishum Lifnei Iver. There is no Isra over here of Lifnei Iver, that you're causing the non-religious Jewish person to go and purchase from these vending machines on Shabbos by making those vending machines available. Why not? Even sheish litlos, sheish tamshu b'mechuna be'erev Shabbos. Uvimotzi Shabbos, lo b'Shabbos atzma. Because maybe the Jewish person will go and purchase for them on Friday afternoon or on Saturday night or any other day of the week, not on Shabbos. You're not forcing him to go purchase them on Shabbos. And therefore it's permissible, according to Shlomo Zalman, for you to own those vending machines. He brings down from the Shailas Juvus Marshag, Shemishum Maris Ayin, Yesh Lahachmir, Shlo Samod HaMachuna, Beveso Bechatzero. However, it would be better if you didn't have, because of Maris Ayin concerns, these vending machines in your property or in your yard. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Dover She'eno Melocha, Ve'eno Osur Lasoso B'Shabbos El Mishum Shvus. Something which is not an Issa Daraisa, it's not a real Melocha Daraisa, and it's only forbidden because of rabbinical enactment, what we call a Shvus. So the Mechaber says, Mutu liYisrael lomar le'enu Yehudi lasoso b'Shabbos. In this situation, a Jewish person can ask a non-Jewish person to do it for you on Shabbos, with the following caveat, V'hu sheyesh sham, and it's only on the condition that there should be at least miktsas choli, somewhat of a sick person there, or a reason for it to be done, to ask the non-Jewish person to do this dirabon for you on Shabbos, because somebody's sick, or Yetzorich Lidover Tzorich Harbe, or there is some pressing need over here, Oben a mitzvah, or because of a mitzvah. So this Amirali Akum is pushed aside, what we would call a shvus de shvus. Amirali Akum itself is a rabbinical prohibition, and you're asking the non-Jewish person, the Akum, over here to do a rabbinical prohibition. So it's permissible. Shvus de shvus is permissible b'mako mitzvah or miksas choli for a sick person. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yutes, and he writes, Avo dover shisur min haTorah, but something that is a de'oraisa, it is forbidden to ask the non-Jewish person to do it for you, afilu ledvar mitzvah, even if he's doing it for a mitzvah, as we've learned, kid lekamen b'simin shin lamed aleph siv vav, as we will learn, mitzvah Hashem over there. And therefore, v'alkein also lomar le'eno Yehudi lahadlik ner kidei lo modu l'spalo. Therefore, you can't ask a non-Jewish person to turn a light on, which is an issue d'arais of Havara. You can't ask him to turn a candle on, to put a light on for you, in order that you want to do a mitzvah of learning, or to daven. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chaf adds, the kiven sha iser ain't no element of the Rabbanon. Why are you allowed to do shvus de shvus when it's only the Rabbanon over here? Iser amir lein Yehudi hu gamkin rak mi de Rabbanon. You're asking the Jewish, non-Jewish person, that's an iser of amir li akum, and you're asking to do a non-da'araisa, only an iser de Rabbanon. That is, as I said, the heavy shvus de shvus, that's called a shvus de shvus. You're asking to do something that's only de Rabbanon, asking him to do something that's only an iser de Rabbanon. Therefore, lo gazru ba'afonim elu, the rabbis will not go there under these circumstances that it is forbidden to ask a non-Jewish person to do something for you. Now, the issue of number 20 has a long arichas over here on many, many different scenarios. We'll only do a couple of them. He starts off and he says, number one, from the Shevet Alevi, is Atzal Rav Ozner, that you shouldn't do this on a regular basis. Even a shvus de shvus, it's mutter b'mokum mitzvah, you shouldn't do this on a regular basis. M'mnei sheyesh b'zeh zilzul gadol b'kavod Shabbos. It's going to demonstrate a lack of kavod Shabbos in the long run, and therefore you shouldn't do this on a regular basis. On an occasional basis, you have a heter to do so, but not on a regular basis. And he says, the heter over here of shvus de shvus b'dvar mitzvah, he brings down, that's rak for a mitzvah gemura, for a real total mitzvah. For example, you have no wine for Shabbos, or you have no hot food for the Shabbos, and you'd be missing out on kavod Shabbos over here. But he says, lahavi michutz la'eriv dvorim she'efshor biladeyem b'docha k'tzas. But if you're talking here about bringing a little bit of an extra luxury, for example, he says, Sheikho, you want to have some additional beer or wine, so he says, eim b'zeh heter shel shvus de shvus. That's not really called shvus de shvus. He says, Hachnosas Aruchim, he brings down from the Ramah and Shin Lamed Gimel, that is considered over here, Shvus de Shvus B'Mokum Mitzvah. So if you would need to ask the non-Jewish person to be over in Issa the Rabbanim for you in order that you could host guests properly, so that would be allowed. Skipping a couple of paragraphs, he says, what happens if it's not clear that the non-Jewish person will be able to get it? For example, on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkis, you ask a non-Jewish person to go bring you a lulav from outside of the tchum, and maybe he will, or maybe he won't be able to get it. So, according to the Chayyadim, in that situation where it's not clear he'll be able to do it, also, lishloach es anochri. He says you can't go and ask the Nochri to do this for you because it's not definite that he'll be successful. He says, however, the El Yerabah and the Beis Meir disagree and say it will be permissible. Further on, he says, to ask a Nochri over here to turn on an electric light for you on Shabbos for a Tzorach Mitzvah or because of somebody suffering or pain, so the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal brings down that that's forbidden. And he says this is based upon the Chazon Ish, who says that turning on an electric light on Shabbos is an Issa Daraisa. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv, who is Choshesh for the opinion of the Chazon Ish. However, Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak doesn't agree, and says that it would be permissible in this situation. He says turning on the electrical light only here would be amid the Rabbanon, and this is also like the opinion of Shlomo Zalman over here in the Mincha Shlomo, who says, Legabi Amiro Lenochri, Lahafil Mazgan, to go and ask a non-Jewish person to turn on an air conditioner for you, because it's too hot, or to do that in the Cheder of a Mace to prevent the mace from decaying, so he says that would be permissible according to Shlomo Zalman. Then he brings down a fascinating discussion about how a person might be able to get into a hotel on Shabbos that uses electrical keys and has electrical doors that you can only get in by using electricity, which of course is at least in Issa d'Rabbanan. And he brings down that there are those that are Meiko, brings down Shel Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak and Shel Shuvas Shevet Levi, both Zatzal, Shel Tzorach Gadol, Kigon, Shein Beis Molon Acher Bezer. He says, for a Tzorach Gadol, there is no other hotel that you can stay at. All the hotels nowadays have these electrical entranceways, and there is no way to get in. There's no hotel that just has the old-fashioned key. So he says, you would be able to get in by having a non-Jewish person open it up for you. And this is based upon the principle of shvus de shvus b'makom tzorech gadol. He brings down from Rav Yashiv Zatzal that in this situation, it might be a good idea to keep some candies in the room, so that when the non-Jewish person opens up the door for you, you can tell him to take some candies, and this way he's doing it a little bit for himself as well. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Chafalev. He said again, Shus to Shus b'miktsas choli is permissible. Dilu b'choli mamish, if we're dealing with a real sick person, hakola kol aguf, something that's life-threatening, encompassing his entire body, or even, oh, sheyesh bo sakon haseiver, or even if it's only threatening one limb, then, afilu yisrael osa shus l'chadeya, then there is an opinion that says even a Jewish person himself can do this shvus. K'mo shekosu simen shin chachet sif yud zayin. Then in this situation, it's permissible, as we will in Tzor Shem learn. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Vida, you should know. You have to be very, very careful trying to make comparisons. Well, if this is allowed, then that must be allowed also. You can't just compare one heter that the Rabbanan gave and say it across the board that applies in other situations. And you only have the right to accept what the Chachamim said is permissible and not make up your own additional kulas over here. The Legabe Mila, for example, he says in regards to Bris Mila, Lo Itiru Shfus, Damiru Le'enu Yehudi, B'makum Malacha Daraisa. Because he says, in regards to Bris Mila, they didn't permit you to ask a non-Jewish person to go do a Malacha Daraisa, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, Kamo Shekos of Simen Shin Lamad Aleph Sivav, as opposed to Vagabe Lokeach Bayis Eretz Yisrael, Mutter. But in regards to purchasing a house in Eretz Yisrael, the rabbis did permit it. So you can't just compare willy-nilly over here. And as we've already learned that you can do this in regards to purchasing a house in Eretz Yisrael, we learned that already in Simen Shin Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. So one has to be extremely careful in making these comparisons. And the issue number 21 brings down, in regards to Mila, there are Mekilim that you might be able to do this. He says, so if somebody is relying upon, in regards to Mila, there are Heterim, there are Das of some poskim that you can do this, so therefore Lohiv Sid. In the issue number 22, he brings down, why is there a difference in general, according to the poskim, between Mila and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So the Chazon Ish explains, Shechazal shoklu divrayim befelis. The rabbis, when they made these kulas and they made these chumras, they said they weighed everything very carefully in a balanced scale. The osru dvarim sheyicholim ligrom zilzul b'shmir Shabbos. They were very careful. And anything that could potentially lead to a lightened sensitivity to Shmir Shabbos and cause a zilzul in Shmir Shabbos, they didn't permit. But things that would be more acceptable to people and they wouldn't go and lead to a desecration of Shabbos, they were more lenient. And therefore, ve'in ledamos lezeh shvusim acherim. And therefore, that's why the Chazon Ish says you have to be very careful in comparing one to the other. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chabeis Tzorech Harbe. So he said, "Ayin in the Magen Avraham Shemesik the Dafka b'Mokum Hesed Gadol." This Tzorech Harbe has to be a great financial loss. Avo B'Lav Hochi in L'Hakul Klal. Then that's not called a Tzorech Harbe if there's no financial loss. However, he brings down from the Elyar Rabba Mefak Beik Afilu Bofenzeh. He's arguing even in this scenario, and he says, "Ayin in Sif Yutes Linian Schora." Had he said this Ayedei Geshamim, there we'll learn what the halach is if you're going to lose a significant amount of money because of rain. And the issue foot number 24 brings down that in that situation, one can be lenient because of this Hesed Veruba Kedas Hamogin Avram. Now we go back to Mechaber. The Mechaber explains, under what circumstances was Shush this was permissible? Kitzat, what the circumstances? Om Yisrael Lein Yehudi, the Jewish person tells a non-Jewish person on Shabbos, Lalos Be'ilon, Lohavi Shofar Liskoat Kiyag Mitzvah, to go up into the tree, which is only Nisad Rabbanon, and go bring down the shofar so we can blow the shofar for the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Or alternatively, oh, lavi mayim derech chatzir, or to go bring water through a courtyard, shalo eruvu, that doesn't have a mechitza around it, it doesn't have an eruv around it. And you're doing this lirchotz bo hamitzdar, to go and rinse off a person, wash a person who is in significant distress. So those are examples where it's permissible. But then the Mechaber brings down, in the name of Tosos v'yesh osrim, there are those that forbid this. And the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Gimel brings the Sfir Lu that they hold dafka b'mila shari ha-gemara. Only in regards to Bris Mila did the Gemara permit shvus to shvus kagon lohavi derech chotzer sheno moreves or izemel ayidein yehudi lomobo, to go and have a non-Jewish person bring the izemel, the Mila knife, to the house through a only issur derabbanan. Mishum dihi atzmu doch yishabbos, because the meal itself is doch yishabbos. However, avolo l'tzorch mitzvah cheres, but not for another mitzvah which is not doch yishabbos. But he says, look in the levush and al yiraba, the halacha kideh rishona, that we pass like the more makel opinion, the first opinion. Now the Ramah concludes and he says, haga ulekamen simin tof kuf pei vav posuk lahatir. We do give you a right to do this. And ayin leil simin reish ayin vav sif beis diyesh mekilin afilu belocha daraisa. As we've already pointed out, there are those that make a leaving for daraisa in this situation. Ayin shom sif gimel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Dalet explains, ayidein yehudi b'makom mitzvah. This that we said you could do a daraisa over here is via a non-Jewish person doing this b'makom mitzvah. But we don't pass it like this. That is the halacha. We shouldn't rely upon this leaning opinion. This is a single opinion. And the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, the old Kabbalah, we show them disagree. Even for Mila, you have to be machmer over here. Even if you ask a non-Jewish person, tell another non-Jewish person. This still applies. Nevertheless, the Chavos Yor is mitzadi lahakub zeh. He's more mekel. And certainly if it's a shvus to shvus. It brings down from the Sefer Chaim that you can be mekel if there is a large financial loss. And with that, we conclude today's shir.